This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We got new numbers this week on how much cash the presidential campaigns have on hand for the run-up to Election Day. According to the latest filings with the Federal Election Commission, President Trump's campaign committee had $63 million available for last-minute expenses. Compare that to the Biden campaign's $177 million. And some Democratic House and Senate candidates are outraising their GOP opponents in states where you might not expect it. Bottom line, all of that money sloshing around means even more political ads. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
5 million. That's how many ads have run on cable and broadcast TV if you tally up the pitches for House, Senate, and presidential races, according to the Wesleyan Media Project.
Campaigns don't care about efficiency. They care about winning.
Erica Franklin Fowler is co-director of the project and a professor of government at Wesleyan.
One of the reasons why you continue to see a ratcheting up of advertising is that there's always a fear that if your opponent is out-airing you, that you're giving them an advantage.
With all of the money still flooding into federal, state, and local elections, a lot more ads are coming. Sorry.
But as you get closer to Election Day, especially in the most contested media markets, there won't be space. So the excess funds will need to go somewhere, and campaigns will have to be creative about how to do that.
Oh, and they have ideas.
Advertising to people's Rokus and PlayStations, people who are streaming YouTube TV.
Tim Lim is a Democratic strategist working with several state and federal campaigns.
And you're going to see some crazy, wacky stuff. You're going to see planes with banners. You're going to see roving trucks with ads.
Lim says campaigns have some unexpected options.
Instead of having to say, okay, well, we're going to cut X out of this budget or cut Y out of this budget. No, we can fully fund X, Y, and Z. We can fully fund the TV, the digital, and the mail.
And even think about expanding outreach, which is why you're seeing Democratic ads in traditionally red states, Texas and South Carolina, Nebraska and Alaska. Lori Cox-Hahn is a political science professor at Chapman University.
Sometimes you'll see a campaign spend money in a state where they don't really have a shot, but they have to spend it somewhere.
Hahn recalled another race with a Democratic candidate who had money burning a hole in his pocket.
We've seen over the last 8 years how decisions by a president can have a profound effect on the course of history and on American lives.
Back in 2008, the Obama campaign bought a 30-minute ad that ran on multiple television networks just before Election Day.
That was an indication of how much money they had and how much they could spend.
Basically, the political campaign version of a last-minute flex. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.